Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
I'm telling you,
that's nice. Yeah, that is nice. Before I turn matters over to Jeff this morning for our announcements, I have one announcement that I'd like to make. Following last Sunday morning's worship service, Ryan, come on up, buddy. Ryan Southern came to me and he said, "Raymond, I've been thinking about it, praying about it, and." I want to be baptized and want to be a member. Come on up here, buddy. You don't get off that easy. Yeah. This is the Holy of Holies up here. Yeah, you have to cover your head when you come up here. He came and he has expressed an interest to be obedient to God's calling in his life, to be baptized, and to also seek membership at College Park. And I said, well, since you joined, after the service is over and everybody's already gone, we'll just handle this next week. And so we're handling it right now. We're because he is coming for membership, we want to be sure that we do it by the book, Constitution, not Bible, okay? And so we want to present him to you. If you will love and encourage him and support him as a member of College Park, I want to invite you to join me in saying amen.
Amen. Amen.
Fantastic. I'm going to leave with him and his lovely wife, Bryn, and we're going to go get ready for baptism. Thank you.
That's the way to do it. Join and get baptized. That is the way.
That's biblical.
That is biblical right there. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Good morning.
Good morning.
I missed that last week. It's good to be back. Jennifer and the family, we got to spend a little bit of time in the sun with lots of SPF. It was a good week, but we're glad to be back home at College Park. We want to say a welcome to everyone who's here today. We'd like to find out who is in worship. It's a very simple process that we have for that. There are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. Take that pew pad, write your name down, give us contact information if you choose. Send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out on your pew. We do ask that last person. Once you are done, if you could send it back to where it got started, and first person, when it comes back to you, please tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. Thank you so much for that. A few announcements I'll draw your attention to. Many things are listed there in your bulletin under upcoming events and opportunities for the week. There's a couple I want to mention. Tonight at 6:30, hymns and homemade ice cream. It's going to be a great night of fellowship and food. Starts at 6:30 tonight. We hope that you bring a batch of homemade ice cream, or at least just bring hunger for ice cream. We know we're going to have some great time. Cookies. Bring something. Yourself, friends, neighbors, people you don't like. Just bring them. It'll be a fun night together. Next Saturday, we're going to Bowman Gray Racing. No, see, you have to be louder than that. We're going to Bowman Gray Racing. Feel like I'm already there. Yes, at Bowman Gray Racing, we are headed there next Saturday night. We'd love for you to come and enjoy the racing. It's a fun time together. We did this last summer. If you're interested, talk to me. We'll get you signed up. Not a problem. In 2 weeks from today, we're having our big kickoff for the new year. All Sunday school classes are invited during the Sunday school hour to meet in Smith Hall. We'll have food and we'll have some fun things that are happening just to kick off the year and get us started right. Other things are listed there in your bulletin. Just make note of those things. We do want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We're especially blessed by your presence. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. They'd like to give something to you. You gave us your information on the pew pad. We are thankful for that. If you're a guest, just raise your hand right where you are. And these ushers will give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church, a newsletter that tells you what's happening in the life of our congregation, and a little bit of the story of College Park. So thank you so much for being a part of worship this day. There's a special thing I want you to draw your attention to. This is the week when all of our high school graduates, if they're headed to college, they're leaving this week. So moms and dads, grandparents, it's going to be a tough week as they ship their babies off, drive them. During the 9 o'clock service, we recognized three of the young men who are graduating and were instrumental in that service. But all of our seniors are headed off this week. And so I encourage you to pray for them this week specifically. Not just this week, but continue, because moms will need it once the students are in place. Moms and dads and grandparents will need it. Say a kind word to those parents and those grandparents, and remember your own experiences. The thing that I'm mindful of this morning, no matter where our children go, for those of us who call on the name of Christ, our Father goes with us. The presence of God, the Spirit of God, goes with all of us. We are never alone, no matter what new day we may face. And that is good news. We serve a God who knows us, who loves us, and walks with us. Will you pray with me? Our Father, we thank you for your presence in our life. Sometimes life can get busy and crazy, and doubts come and worries. New things are happening. Let us remember you are with us. You sent your Holy Spirit to us to be your presence in this place. So may we hear from you, and may you hear from us as we worship you with everything that we have. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
What a beautiful sight to see you both up there. It's a special day to your family sitting here, and y'all probably could sit down. You don't have to, but and others that have had a part in getting them to this day, to Raymond, to Jeff, I say thank you. And for me to be able to stand here and speak to you, that's a privilege. When y'all were just teeny tiny little beings, before you even entered this world, you were loved and you were prayed for. Now I can't see my words, but there were prayers for your health and your well-being, your safety and your happiness, and so many more. Today, one of those special prayers has been answered. You found your way to Jesus. You have been saved, as Raymond said, by grace through your faith in him. That's a gift that God gives to you freely, just because you asked. I know that you both love the musical group, the Songs of Mercy Me. I want you to think about the words to the song, I Can Only Imagine. One day you won't have to. You'll know what it's like to be in his presence and to be surrounded by his glory. There are so many things that I could say about you both. Abby, I love your kind and sweet spirit, your giving nature. I have seen you many times to ask Drew or Lauren what they want to do, even if it might be your turn to choose something. You're kind of a little peacemaker. You're strong in many ways, and I've witnessed a lot of that watching you at gymnastics. And you're creative. Your little imagination has no end. Lauren, I love that you like to get in the kitchen with me and help me cook and mix things up and chop things up. I love that about you. I love that you love deep from within your heart. I see that when you're with your family. And I see it especially when you're with Papa. And I also love that feisty little personality of yours sometimes. Both of you are beautiful, amazing, sweet little girls. Both of you have hearts that are so full of love and compassion. We are so proud of you, proud of who you are, proud of this decision that got us here today, but more proud of the beautiful young ladies that you're becoming. I want to encourage you to read and study your Bible. I want to encourage you to keep coming to church. Keep your eyes on Jesus. There are so many things in this world that can pull you away from that. Don't let that happen. You both told me that your favorite Bible verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But I want to close with just a couple of others for you. Also in Philippians 4, verse 6, it says, "Be anxious for nothing. Instead, pray about everything." And in John 8:12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Always know that we love you and God loves you. And I think I said these same words to Drew when he was baptized about 2.5 years ago, but I'm going to say them to you as well. I wish you both love, happiness, and security. But more than those, I wish you joy. I love you.
Abby, because you've responded to the call of Christ on your life and you've publicly professed him as your Lord and Savior, it is a pleasure, it's a privilege, it's a joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. your mom is here, and she's going to be handing you a candle. And I want you to keep that candle somewhere where you'll see it every day, and it'll remind you to let your light shine before men, okay? I told these girls, I said, don't you be mixing up your order now. This is Lauren, and she has publicly professed her faith in Christ as well. And so, Lauren, because of your public profession of Christ as your personal Savior, it is a pleasure, it's a joy, it's a privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mama is coming back. She's got a candle for you as well. Y'all have already met this guy. He's a quick change artist named Ryan. And Ryan has come and he is letting you know, as we've already discussed, that he wants to obey the call of Christ upon his life and follow the example of the Lord to be baptized. And so I want to invite those of you that are family, those that have come to support him, to join Kent and myself and Ryan in standing, as well as all that have been a part of his spiritual journey. If you would please stand now as Kent, the favorite father-in-law in your life, is going to issue a charge to you. Okay, buddy?
Ryan, I'm proud of you. You're here today because you want to be here. This is a huge day in your life. This act of faith you're doing today will affect you for all eternity. That's why it's a big day. You are publicly telling the folks assembled here that you are a new person from this day forward. You have agreed to let your heart be led by Christ, and your soul is safe with Him. This is the start of a journey you and Bryn will take together. Just like your wedding vows, you commit your life to God as you and Bryn committed to each other right in this very sanctuary. It is my honor to speak to you today and to be a part of this very powerful occasion. Jean and I love you very much, and we are so proud of you. Baptism is an important element of Christian faith. And it's been that way from the very beginning. It's a ritual cleansing that signifies the removal of impurity and sin and represents the repentance from sin and turning to God for forgiveness and purification. Christian baptism is understood as dying in the body and coming up out of the water, living in the Spirit. The Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Ephesians that for there is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father who is over all and in all and living through all. We love you, buddy.
Ryan, because you've come publicly and professed Christ, this is an outward demonstration of what's happened internally. And so, brother, it is a pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Your wife is here. Miss Brand is giving you a candle, and as I told the girls, that candle is representative of the light that shines within you. And we're not supposed to keep it inside, it's supposed to come out. And so let that light shine. Keep that in a place where it reminds you to do that, brother. Would you pray with me? Our gracious Heavenly Father, our hearts are full because not only have we shared in something deeply spiritual with these, our brothers and sisters in Christ, but Father, we also are reminded of our own commitment and our own baptism. And what a joyful occasion that is for each of us. Father, we pray that in the days and weeks to come that you would guard the hearts of these new believers, that you would protect them, that you would put a hedge around them, that we would be faithful to pray for them and encourage them in their journey. Father, we've asked the same for each one of us, that even as we interact with one another, that we would be truthful, that we would be honest with each other about what hurts and what needs help. And Father, as we do that, we know that the body of Christ comes together and through your power, through your Spirit, offers hope and healing. We ask all of these things in the name of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Would you pray with me, please? Father, we gather in the name of Jesus Christ, so we know he's here with us, and so you're with us. God, we praise you for these three, for Abby and Lauren and Ryan. We praise you for their decision, for their wisdom, for their heart filled with love of others and you. God, we celebrate with them and we celebrate for them. God, keep them on the path. Lead them, Father. Push them when you need to. Carry them, Lord, when nothing else will work. God, we pray for them a life of fulfillment, a life of promise, a life of purpose, Thank you for them, God. We remember our own conversion, Lord, and our own baptism and our own curvy path that led us to this place. Lord, we remember just for a moment our own personal path. Now, God, open our ears that we may hear your call, even when it's a still small voice in a noisy world. Open our eyes so that we may see the path ahead, and we may also see those around us who are in need. Open our fists, dear God, that we may give freely and do the work that you'd have us to do. Still our minds with calm and understanding and revelation. Thrill our hearts with the excitement of the new believer, as they always should be. God, fill our soul with the Spirit of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen.
read it again. A feast of love is spread. Have you ever thought about the Lord's Supper in that way? A feast of love? What a beautiful text. What a beautiful reality. Because ultimately, that's what we know the scriptural truth is, that God so loved that He gave. He gave His only Son. He gave His Son to die a death that very few can even imagine how horrible it might have been. But He did it for us. He did it not only for us, but He did it for the least of these. Who is the least of these? Have you ever thought about that? Who is the least of these that Jesus talked about in Matthew 25? Who is it? It could be us. On any given day, it could be us. On most days, it's us. The least of these. We have a ministry at College Park that, if you look at the budget line, it says benevolent. That's kind of, it's a word. What does it mean? It means to the least of these. To the least of these. Those that may need some help right now. Those that need some encouragement through resources that we might be able to help them with. I know that Grace sent out an email earlier this week, and it said that we'd be taking up an offering this morning, and we will. As you leave, there will be people at the doors with baskets to receive an offering. But instead of just taking it up for the benevolent budget line, think about it as giving of what you have for the least of these. And someday, that could be you. Most days, that could be you. Think on those things, because Jesus spent a great deal of His time. If you go back and read the Gospels, ministering to who? The least of these. People like you and I. Daily, reaching out, touching, blessing, healing, smiling, laughing, encouraging. You see, that's what we're called to do. We're called to follow Christ. Not get ahead of Him. Not run ahead saying, I've got it from here. Follow Christ. And part of that is being obedient to His teaching. Following His examples as they're demonstrated all through the New Testament. So as we come to the table, I want you to think on those things. He had this meal with His followers, with His disciples. And so today, He has that meal with us, His followers, His disciples. At College Park, we practice what they call open communion. What that means is, if you're a believer, we want you to commune with us. We want you to commune with the Father and commune with us. Whether you're a member of this church or not, that's irrelevant. As believers, we want to commune together, to receive the bread and to receive the cup and feel the blessing of Christ on us and the blessing of each other's love and encouragement. So let's join together. Thank you. So the scripture tells us that he took the bread and he broke it, symbolic of what was going to happen to his body. But ultimately, we know that that cannot happen to his spirit. Although our bodies may be broken, our spirits belong to him. And so Jesus, even as he went through what he went through in the following days, he knew that. Do what you will to this body. You can't threaten me with heaven. Take and eat. Thank you.
I mention the fact that sometimes days like today are an excellent reminder of our own baptism and the emotions and the excitement that brought in our heart. I want to ask you to do something with me in the order of services that comes to new believers. And this is a good reminder to us. We do this whenever we have baptism. And I want to ask you, would you please read the bold print as I read the light print? Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Christian Church, the commandment of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
We continue the apostles' teaching and fellowship, and the breaking of bread, and in prayers for each other and these new believers.
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ and be faithful to pray for those who are lost?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ by ministering to all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help. These things we covenant together before God. Amen.
All right, Mike, can I stand in heaven? Lord, Ryan, if you all would come join me right here. We've got a couple things we want to give each other. As they come, I'm going to remind you of the conclusion of the service following benediction and the choral response. There we stand here with family members. Come up, greet them, give them a hug, congratulate them, if you would, please. Baptism. Bible. Abby. Ryan. I want to encourage y'all, read those Bibles. Treasure God's Word. Live it out faithfully. And He'll give you the strength. Okay? That's the big part of that. He gives us the strength to walk the journey. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, thank you for this day. It's truly a day of celebration. Father, we pray that as we go from this place, we would be reminded of what it is to walk in your will. To be followers of Christ. And as we do so, Father, give us the strength and courage to remind others that we don't do that by our own power. We do that by the